Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kalyani Castech Limited FY 2024-25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, please note this presentation prepared by Kalyani Castech Limited is for informational purposes only and does not constitute an offer, recommendation, or invitation to purchase or subscribe to any securities. It should not be relied upon for any contractual commitments. The company has based this presentation on information it deems reliable but makes no warranty regarding its accuracy, completeness, or fairness. This presentation may not include all relevant information, and any liability for omissions is expressly disclaimed. Forward-looking statements in this presentation about market opportunities and business prospects are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties. Actual results may differ materially. The company is not obligated to update any forward-looking information and is not responsible for third-party statements included in the presentation. I would now like to hand the call to Mr. Naresh Kumar, Managing Director of Kalyani Castech Limited, for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Namaskar, Kalyani family. I am again promoter and owner of Kalyani Castech along with you as a stakeholder. So I hope I'm audible to all of you. So most of the information I have passed through in the form of a presentation regarding what we have done in the last year and what we have planned for the next years to come. So I will start with the brief introduction of the company. For the new people who have become our new family members, the company has started the operation way back in 2014 as a small steel foundry. And at that time, our major customer was Indian Railways. We used to make casting components for the Indian Railways. That's how it is. The name of the company is Kalyani Castech. So in 2021, the company has diversified into the manufacturing of containers. At that time, this sector was not very good, but now this is a very live and bubbling sector. Just for the appreciation purpose, way back in 2021, this particular segment of the industry may not be more than 5 to 6 crores. Presently, with our efforts, this particular segment is contributing more than 300 crore rupees for the Indian economy and providing good amount of employment opportunities to skilled and semi-skilled people. Till date, company has manufactured almost 13,000 containers and saved almost 360 crore rupees of the foreign exchange in the last 4 years. It is worth mentioning that at that time, as I told you in 2021, when people were closing the shop, so we have took the courage to start this manufacturing activity. Our main focus is to design, develop, and manufacture containers, special containers, cargo-specific containers, customized containers, so that we can reduce the unit cost of transportation using railways. And we are basically different from our competition in terms of that we provide to our customer full logistic solution to their requirements. And that 24-25 have been very eventful and spectacular year for the company. A lot of good events have taken place for us. The company has entered into for the first time, 1 billion rupees turnover. And now we have gone beyond it, as you can see in the next slides. The company has been awarded very prestigious MSME of the year 2024 by Economic Times into the manufacturing sector. We have received the award on 20th March 2025. In addition, there are many other business share awards which the company has got depending upon its performance and growth. Next. So this is about the company. Now I will brief you tell about the promoters. There are three main promoters of the company. One is Naresh Kumar. I'm tech in mechanical engineering from IIT Madras. I have served Indian Railways for 17 years as Class A officer. I have been architect of many innovative ideas on Indian Railways, like running of double stack container trains, like running of double stack dwarf container train electrified route. I have been engaged in design, development and manufacturing of special container in order to reduce unit cost of transportation. Now we have started another segment of designing of special new wagons, container wagons specially, to increase the commodity basket for the Indian Railways. Jay Prakash Bangani, who is also on the line, he runs his own NBFC firm based in Calcutta. He has been helping company through strategic planning and advising on the financial matters. Javed Aslam has joined from Canada. He is a civil engineer. He is running his own business of real estate in India and abroad. He also advised company for the strategic important issues. Now let us discuss the financial highlights of 24-25. So the company's top line has increased by 47% from 95.11 to 139.88, almost for 140 crores. That is what I have indicated during this particular time of the last year. So whatever we have indicated, we could it's a matter of great this thing for us. Even the steel rates have been down compared to last year. So, but our top line has been as per the target. So we made more number of containers in the same top line. EBITDA has increased by 44%. Our profit before tax increased by 45%. And the PAT has increased by almost 48%. The book value per share has increased from 70 to 80, almost 90 rupees. So there is an increase of 28%. Earning per share has also increased substantially by 21% from 16.43 to 19.84. And the current ratios have increased from 3.9 to 6.5. There is an increase of almost 63%. And the best part is that we are almost debt-free company. Our debt to equity ratio is 0.08%. So that is basically in the form of some uses of the working capital. Our major clients, we have added some clients during this particular financial year. DP World has been helping us from last 4 or 5 years. CJ Darcy, Preston Logistics, Navkar Corporation, Mazgaon Dock Limited, which is a Ministry of Defense company. Western Carrier, Glasson Private Limited, NTPC, again a public sector unit, NPCIL is a Government of India company. So now next about the order book for this financial year. Last year I have indicated that at this point of time that we have got orders of almost 80 crores which we have to complete by almost October last year. So we have fulfilled that promise and the total turnover has been more than around 140 crores. That is what we have indicated. This time company has got the sound order book presently around 110 crore rupees. Out of this 110 crore rupees, 31 crore work has been already been done in the first 2 months of this financial year, which is almost more than 2 crores more than the last first quarter of the last financial year. The company has adopted many innovative ideas in order to serve customers satisfactorily. And further negotiations are in progress and we are likely to reach whatever the targeted volumes we have got for this financial year. So it's a good start for the financial year. So I thought okay, let me convey these information to our esteemed investors during this call. Now this, as I told you, that FY24-25 has been a great eventful year for us. So we have put up a very big expansion plan for the future. The company has acquired 115 acres of land And out of 144 acres planned, this 140 up to 140 within this month, I think we'll be completing this around 144 acres of land in our name. And the location of this site is very near to the port. And this these expansion plan will be developed by Kalyani Castec through its subsidiary or joint ventures, so that we can add value at various segments. So first, our expansion plan is we want to set up a Gati Shakti cargo terminal, which will be like a multimodal terminal to provide the facilities for the container loading or the cargo loading from that particular place. The in-principle approval from Western Railway has been received for our site. We have submitted our detailed project report to the Western Railway because this particular station comes under Western Railway. In this particular land piece, we will be setting up a wagon manufacturing unit with an annual capacity of around 8,000 units per year. And the construction of the factory has already been started. And basically, this wagon manufacturing facility will be developed in phases starting from 2,400 to 8,000 in another 4 to 5 years time. Here we will be having the container manufacturing facilities also for at least 10,000 containers annually and 6,000 at the existing place. So we have got total 16,000 containers manufacturing facility with us. We will be setting up a new unit for manufacturing of refrigerated containers at this location. We will be, as a part of backward integration, we will be setting up a steel foundry for bogies, couplers and the wheel set of the railway wagons. There will be some ancillary units of wagons and containers which will be through joint venture like forging units, etc. And the capex for this particular expansion will be funded through internal generation, equity, debts and other FDI mode. We are trying for that also. So, in nutshell, this facility will be one of its kind in the world, which have got all major many solutions under one roof. For example, rail terminal for loading unloading of containers and other cargo, wagon factory for supply of wagons used for containers and other railway wagons, steel foundry for wagon and container components, container manufacturing or supply of containers and cargo, and other ancillary units to have maximum backward and forward integration. Idea is that how we can contribute into the reduction of the logistic cost. So under one roof, all these facilities, this will act as a mini industrial parks and the major multimodal park. So anybody wants to send anywhere their cargo from this place using railways can use this facility. So we have got a big vision. Basically, as you know, the 24-25 has been a great year and it has set up significant milestone for us in terms of growth and operational resilience. Our vision is to put Kalyani Castec Limited as a key contributor to the nation's wealth, employment generation by way of design, development, manufacturing of special container, wagons and other backward forward integration of various logistic segments in order to reduce unit cost of transportation. Our company is a true ambassador of Make in India initiative and help in import substitution in a big way. With major expansion projects getting completed in FY 25-26, we expect the revenue increase will have a quantum jump from 26-27 or from the additional manufacturing activities. Presently, we are one of the biggest container manufacturers in India. We have got the vision to become the biggest wagon manufacturer in India through major backward and forward integration projects in line. All these efforts will have significant change in the logistics scenario in the next four to five years in terms of efficiency and unit cost of logistics will help India to compete in the community of nations for eximum domestic manufacturing. So this is the disclaimer basically present as the disclaimer has already been read out by our operator. So now we can go for any question answer from the investor or from anybody else. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Umang from Invest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead. Umang, if you can please unmute your line and ask your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Umang.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congrats for decent numbers. My first question is on the CapEx plan that we are having. While Mr. Naresh certainly brings a strong industry expertise, the scale and the complexity of this CapEx plan that will require the robust execution capabilities. So, could you share your plans regarding the team building, particularly in terms of leadership hires and the technical talent and the operational manpower to ensure the smooth execution and sustainable operations across this upcoming facilities that we are planning for? So that is my first question, sir.
You want the organizational structure for that?
Yeah, management hiring. What are our hiring plans for that?
You see, I have been ex-railway officer, and we will be involving many of the railway manufacturing activities, and I have been part of that also in railway. So I know the expert people who are of the field, and suitable. We have already hired some of the people, and at the suitable time we will hire according to the requirement. Idea is not to increase the overhead cost. To keep the overhead cost in mind so that we remain competitive to the market.
And secondly, you have articulated a vision to become the largest wagon manufacturer in India.
Yeah.
However, this segment... hello?
Yeah, please.
Yes, but this segment is already very competitive with well-established players like Titagarh, JWL and Texmeco. And industry currently faces challenges in the terms of slowdown.
Basically, if you see the statement, this is one of its kind facility in the world where you can find so many solutions at one place. So that will be our punchline, and that will be a competitive as we wanted to have.
And what kind of the order expectations? Because we are seeing some slowdown in the new railway orders. So how do you see that?
We will not be having any challenge for the orders, let me tell you very honestly.
Sorry?
We will not have any challenge regarding the orders.
Like we will be focusing on orders from IR, Indian Railways only, right? Or we will be looking for the private orders?
We will be getting orders from private people, especially the container train operators. You see, maximum of the manufacturing units are based in eastern part of India. And the wagons which we want to make, main requirement is in the either northern part or the western part of India.
Okay. And given that your majority expansion plans are scheduled for completion this year, and you are talking about some quantum jump in revenue from FY27 onwards. But what I am noticing is we are not speaking about our growth guidance in FY26. So can you tell us what is the revenue growth that we are expecting, and what is the net margins we are expecting for FY26?
As I told you, this FI has started with a very good note. We have already got orders for almost under 10 crore rupees. So I think I have spoken about the order book when we were discussing about this.
No, you last year, like you mentioned, 40% growth, 50% growth. So what kind of growth
will be vary between 30 to 40%, because the numbers are now increasing. No? You cannot have every time the 40 crores or 45 crores growth. But in absolute term, it will be more, but maybe percentage term, it may not be as high.
So you are saying 40% revenue growth this year, right?
Yes.
And what kind of net margins we are targeting?
So margins will be, as I have been discussing, margin PAT will be between 9 to 12%.
9 to 12%.
Yes.
Got it. And so this 110 crore order book that we are having, what is the execution period for it? Like last year, the same time we 80 crore order book.
By October, we will be doing this.
By October, we are expecting the execution.
Yes.
Got it. And my last question is on the CapEx outlay. Like we are obviously entering into various areas. So can you tell us like what is the total CapEx estimated that we are planning for and what kind of fundraise we are planning for this year?
Total CapEx in next 4 to 5 years will range between 400 to 500 crores.
And this year we will be raising how much?
That depends on how we'll go about, how much we will be able to have the internal generation and through equity. Because as I told you, this will be done, some of the projects will be done through JVs also. So depending upon the what kind of JV partner will bring and all these things. So finer details at this point of time, I will not be able to speak on that.
Got it, sir. And regarding the completion of this CAPEX, like you mentioned, FY27 will see the quantum jump. So that means significant
so
CAPEX will be completed this year only.
We expect that wagon manufacturing unit should be ready in another 8-9 months.
Okay, and what about other plans? Like they will be completed over the years, right?
Yeah.
Understood. And wagons may initially, it will be around 2400 wagons is what you are telling, right?
That is the initial target, but you cannot start at the rate of 2400 annual from the day one, because it will take at least 2 to 3 times to have that kind of capacity, because that is how the railway system works. Immediately you cannot get that kind of order, but once depending upon your deliveries and the performance, the number of orders gets increased.
Got it. I don't like the future. Thank you very much.
It's a gradual process. You cannot say immediately. It's not a binary thing. You set up a factory today and tomorrow onwards you will get the orders and start doing that kind of thing. It will be an analog system. It will gradually increase.
Right. Understood. So you are saying ramp up will take time. So what gives you confidence like FY27 will be a quantum jump? Like what is giving you that confidence?
Because then we are starting a new facility.
So whatever there will be the revenue, it will be incremental to over and above what we are doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rohit from Nvest Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir.
Yeah, please, Rohit, come on.
So my question are already answered. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's go to other.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashwini, an investor. Please go ahead. Ashwini, if you can please unmute your line and ask your question. Since there is no response, we move on to the next question, which is from the line of Madhur Rati from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I'm trying to understand regarding the container manufacturing industry dynamics. Sir, what do you understand?
Can you speak louder? Can you please speak louder?
Yes, sir. Sir, I'm trying to understand regarding the container manufacturing dynamics versus the Chinese competitors. So we understand that Indian manufacturers are at a cost disadvantage of $500 to $1,000. How are we planning to maintain our margins going forward, and are these current margins sustainable, sir, based on these disadvantage for the Indian players?
Mr. Madhur Rathi, I think I have been speaking on this subject at length at many occasions. Let me again tell you, we are not into the rat race of the standard containers as far as we are concerned. We make special containers which have got value added advantage and many USPs compared to the standard containers. And our containers are primarily used by Indian customers who are into the train loading business. They are called CTO, Container Train Operator. There are 20 companies who have taken license from Indian Railways to run their own container trains. So they have to have their own wagons, they have to have their own containers for the transportation of the domestic cargo. And our standards are much more liberal in terms of loading, in terms of volumetric capacity on road and rail compared to the normal international standards. So we wanted to take advantage of those standards. We have added USP to each and every containers we make from our factory. So if you go for import of those kind of containers from China, we can beat them at any cost. So that is our strength.
Got it, sir. What would be the realization difference between the value-added container that we manufacture versus a standard commodity container that could be imported from China?
When we have started container manufacturing 2021, import of container for domestic requirement has almost very negligible. That much I can say.
Sir, I'm asking about the realization difference that we make on these value-added containers versus the imported ones.
So that is coming from our figures, yeah. Exactly, you don't give me the banana pipe. That is coming, you just see the broader view. All these things are coming from our figures.
Got it. So what were the container volumes for FY25 and 24 that we sold?
You see, we did a turnover of almost 133 crores from container business and 7 crore was from the foundry business. So if you divide 133 by 2.60, you will get the number of volumes, containers.
Got it. Answer for FY24?
That's what you apply that formula, I told you.
Okay, sir. So 2.6. Sir, what would be the volume, sir? I understand the revenue, but what could be the volumes for these?
For what?
For container volume. So this 133 crores. What would be the amount of containers that we sold in FY25?
So as I told you, divide 133 crores by 2.6 lakhs.
Okay, 2.6 lakhs. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And sir, just a final question from my end. Sir, what would be the revenue potential of these capex that we are planning, the 400 to 500 crore capex that we are planning? Sir, what could be the revenue potential for this and what could be the payback?
Multiply by 10. Okay, got it.
And sir, what would be the payback period that you would expect on this 400 to 500 crore? Can it be the 9 to 10% kind of margin?
Abhi itna detail nahi kiya. We have just procured the land and we have just started the project. We have not yet calculated so much. Once we'll do it, then we'll come back to
it. Sir, I'll keep in touch with our company. Sir, that was from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saurabh Kumar from Scientific Investing. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So this is on behalf
of Mr. Vardlamudi.
One question, sir, our fixed asset turnovers looks very lucrative, like almost on 10 crore of asset, we have been able to do 140 crore. And just to the last question, to gentleman question also, you said almost 10 times. So what makes us have this kind of very good fixed asset turnover? Is it an industry norm or a...
No, this is not industry norms because we do the fair assessment of the capex and we do the very transparent and honest work in this. We don't siphon off the funds from here to there like other promoters. So we work very honestly on these things.
Okay. Sir, and between container and wagon in the long term, how do you see the revenue ratio? Just a broad idea.
Dekhi, container will be almost 30 to 35%, 60 to 65% will be the wagon. One wagon cost is almost 40 lakhs rupees.
Okay. And two more questions, sir. One, in terms of market size opportunity, what is the total market size opportunity which is relevant available to us?
It is like this, Mr. Sora, we create the market.
Okay. 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 And sir, this proposed long-term capex, again, you said still there is a detailed planning to happen, but broadly given on current run rate, out of this 400-500 capex, broadly what percentage will come from internal accruals?
Around maybe 15 to 20%.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dinesh Kulkarni from FinSight. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me? I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And really great set of numbers. Congratulations on that. Sir, my question is, as you mentioned, we are setting up, adding up the new capacity, maybe across both container as well as, wagons. Could you just give us some cost analysis, like in terms of, say, if we come up with this facility now, within the next 2-3 years, will our cost per manufacturing of container, right, will it remain the same, or are you expecting some cost benefits there as well?
Through this facility, let me tell you, we are giving not only the cost part, we are giving value-added services from this particular location. This particular location is hub of cargo. That is number one. Number two is once we make the containers over here and we make the wagons to carry the containers, the person will take their containers on the wagon which we have manufactured for them. And the cargo will be available to next door. So instead of basically the biggest advantage will be the empty repositioning cost will become zero, and in fact they will earn out of it. From the single facility, they are getting the wagons, they are getting the containers, they are getting the cargo. So that is number one. Number two, if say somebody is buying only the wagons from me and he has got his own container, so he can bring the loaded containers in my facility and load on their wagons from that facility itself. Number two. Number three is somebody is buying only the containers from me and they have got the wagon. So if they want to carry these containers from X point to Y point, so using rail, which is a cheaper mode, they can transport their container empty or loaded from my location to anywhere into India. Number four, this particular location is suited to run double stack container trains. So they can take advantage of running of double stack container trains from here. Number five, we can make higher height containers which cannot go on road but can go on rail. So from here itself, they can be loaded on their wagon so that they can move on the rail from one part of another part all over India. So there are many value-added services which we are giving from this particular location which nobody has thought of.
Yes, sir. That really sounds great, and really, thank you for that. Such a great, wonderful explanation. So what I understand from your explanation is that there is definitely a great value addition for the customers. So does it give us an ability to charge a little higher on the, whatever the containers or
that will be the market decided at this point of time. I don't have the soap. How can I say at what rate I will sell my product?
No, let me not think that. Okay, my question is so whatever we are getting per, revenue per unit
maybe we may charge the same as the market, but through this value addition, net cost may be good value addition for the customer.
Okay, sounds great. And you think all of this, current setup will be up and running in the next 2-3 years? Like at least from the...
Wagon factory should be running as per my plan, should be running into 8 and 9 months. From here, this is my best hope. Maybe it may take 2 to 3 months extra, but hopefully second part of S2 part of 26-27 it should start giving the turnover.
Okay, sounds great. So are you saying that
we are not developing the whole thing, we are not making Taj Mahal and to make it a cupboard. We wanted to just keep on developing it as we get the money, and a basic facility will create it, and then whatever we learn, just like we have developed our container factory like that only. We have developed the basic facilities, and then whatever we keep on generating from internal generation, we keep on investing into the factory, and that's how we have developed it. We don't want to waste a Taj Mahal from the day one and then start the work.
That was my question, sir. So do you think we have the financial capability right now, or we will have to borrow or acquire some debt?
We might have to go for some fund generation. We might have to go through some debt, or we might have to go through some joint venture.
Okay. Okay. So that is still, you are still working on that, I assume.
We are still working on that.
Okay, sir. That really sounds great. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Karthik Khandelwal from Hem Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Karthik, come.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
To talk to you again.
It's my pleasure.
So I wanted to ask that this estimated capex that we have planned for 450 to 500 crore, have you decided at what portion of debt we may consider to raise among the same?
Let me tell you, Mr. Karthik, we have purchased almost, we will be purchasing almost 144 acres of land. We have placed orders for almost 80% of our machinery required for our wagon manufacturing, paid the advances. Till now, we have not taken any debt.
Okay.
And now, how it will go, and we have sounded our banks, that at a short notice, if you need any help, please be ready. So that is how it is at this point of time.
Okay, okay. So other thing was that we gave a robust target of 4,000 crores of revenue in next 7 to 8 years. So among the same, can we assume as of now that what percentage of the same will be from wagons, from containers, and from our
foundry
business?
You see, I want to set up a factory making 8,000 wagons a day a year. So as I told you, that around 40 lakhs is the cost of one wagon at this point of time. It depends upon the so many things. Steel rate, kya rahega, kya rahega. So this makes how much? Almost 3,200 crore rupees. Karthik, are you? Can you listen to me?
Yes, sir. I am listening. I am connecting to the same yard.
So the main revenue driver will be the wagon manufacturing other JVs or other things which we have planned. In fact, we started getting filler from MNCs also to set up their shop over there. So it will be we will develop it a big industrial park.
Got it, sir. Okay. And so, moving forward, any plans, we talked about the same earlier as well. So, any plans about the containers or shipping segment as well? Or we are planning for railway?
Unless government supports us. Unless government supports us.
Okay, after the government supports, sir. Okay, got it, sir. That must be all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Bharat Bhushan, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Naresh.
Yeah, Bharatji, what are you?
Congratulations on your very good set of numbers. But my question, I think most part of them has already been answered. But
yeah. I have confidence in the promoter and the company, Bharatji.
I have, sir, I have. Yeah. And still that I am holding on to it. And my simple question was, most part of my question has been answered. But still, that question is on your expansion plans.
Yes.
You said more major part of your, you have six different major plans, expansion plans. Out of that, how much you will, which one you complete in this financial year, and which will linger on in the next
financial
year?
Container park and the logistic park will be completed by March 26th.
Okay, sir.
And wagon park will be completed hopefully by maybe July, August 26.
Right, sir. And when we are planning to start the construction of factory for refrigerated containers?
Basically, we have already started the construction of the factory. Now, in which portion we will make a refrigerated container, normal container, or wagons, that is to be decided by us.
Okay, you don't need any separate machinery
no,
for that.
No, we don't need any specialized
experience
kind of,
or authority for
structure
that.
For refrigerated
container. Right, so that was my question. So, most of your all expansion plans will finish, half of them will finish in this financial year, and rest will be in 2-3 years, I suppose.
Yes.
Right, sir. Yeah, I think most of my questions are answered, sir. That was the thing I want to ask. Thank
yeah,
you, sir. Thank you very much, and bravo to your all expansion, big expansion plans, and
yeah.
Hopefully wish that they are completed in time.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nikhil Gupta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Nikhil. Go ahead.
I just wanted to understand about receivables. Like, receivables is increased substantially, but as compared to turnover, it is not that much increased. But still, I want to understand what is the average receivable on, like, period receivable period.
Yeah, Mahajan ji, aap kuch batayenge?
हाँ जी डेफिनेटली बताइए जी.
हाँ महाजन जी आप बताइए, ये तो बड़ा टेक्निकल फाइनेंशियल क्वेश्चन है.
एवरेज रिसीवेबल विल बी द ट्यून ऑफ 20 करोड़.
ओके, सो गोइंग फॉरवर्ड इवन द टर्नओवर विल बी इंक्रीज्ड, बट आवर रिसीवेबल विल बी ऑन 26 और 30 और करोड़.
हाँ डेफिनेटली रिसीवेबल विल बी इंक्रीज्ड.
ओके, थैंक यू सर. थैंक यू.
Thank you.
Yes.
The next question comes from the line of Ankur Gulati from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead.
Bolia Ankur ji.
Harish ji, freight wagons bana rahe hain na, passenger wagons nahi.
Haan ji.
Ye freight ke wagons hai na, not passenger wagons. Goods.
Ye dekhiye wagon jab aap bolte hain to it is always referred to the freight. एंड जो पैसेंजर वाला होता है उसको कोच बोलते हैं.
बट सर ये इसके ऊपर आपके वो ड्वार्फ कंटेनर वाला जो है वो
सब कुछ ड्वार्फ भी जाएगा, नॉर्मल भी जाएगा, बड़े कंटेनर भी, छोटे कंटेनर भी, सब तरह का प्रोविजन करेंगे. इवन इफ समबडी वांट्स टू कैरी 10 फीट कंटेनर विल मेक द प्रोविजन फॉर दैट.
सर एक और क्वेश्चन, अभी तक कितना खर्चा हो चुका है इसपे नए वाले जो आप लैंड एक्वायर कर रहे हैं, वो आइडिया
दे सकते हैं? यार कॉन्फिडेंशियल रहने दो, अभी इतना कॉन्फिडेंस, बट अभी तक लोन नहीं लिया.
और जो 10,000 कंटेनर है, रेफ्रिजरेटेड कंटेनर जो है वो अभी हरियाणा वाली फैक्ट्री में ही आए.
कंटेनर दे रहा हूँ.
अच्छा ठीक है. ओके थैंक यू सर.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Paramjeet Singh, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations. Set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, just want to check for your wagon manufacturing as well as your containers, your customer set stays the same, right? Whoever is buying containers, they will be buying wagons also.
They might be different also, because somebody may not need the containers, only wagon. So we can supply them the wagon. Somebody may not need the wagons, only containers, so we can give the containers also. But you are
okay.
Right, more or less the customer segment will be the same. No,
okay.
And in addition for the wagons, there will be Indian Railways also.
Okay. So, any of your existing customers have they already shown interest in wagons, or are they also kind of doing some JV with for any of these initiatives?
People are waiting for our facility to come up.
Okay, great, sir. Sir, one more thing. I mean, just to confirm, you said this 10,000 containers additional to 6,000 capacity that we already have, this will come up first, right? Because this is expected
this
to be
up
by
first.
March.
This will come up within this financial year.
Okay.
Let me tell you this thing. For the container manufacturing unit, I don't require approval from anybody. But for the wagon factory to come up, I required the approval from the government, from Ministry of Railways. They have to consult the norms. See, these are the machines, these are the equipment, these kind of sets, these kind of things. Once done, then only they will approve it.
And you mentioned in principle approval has already been received, right?
In principle approval for the logistic park.
Okay.
That is Shakti Rail Terminal. That is a separate business entity, segment, not entity, segment. And let me tell you, for this particular wagon factory also, we need the this terminal. That is a must requirement for that.
Right, yeah, terminal will be needed for everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and because wagons, you have all...
Even for the railway wagons, this fact, we require a railway line inside the factory. At least 800 meters long.
Okay, and for that you already have the approval when you have started.
We have got the approval from for the plan from the Western Rail. In principle approval, we have submitted our detailed project report. It will take another month's time to get that approved. Then we'll start doing normal construction.
Okay. Sir, last year you gave an order book of 80 crores to be done by October. And obviously there were remaining months and you ended up doing 140 crores. This year you have order book of 110 crores, again to be done by October. So can we expect a revenue of 200 crores this year? I mean, you have been proudly said you have reached a billion rupee club. So you have the visibility and confidence.
But capacity wise, I'm not an issue. If something else happened, I don't.
Okay, sir. So last year, whatever numbers you have told, 133 crore divided by 2.6, so roughly 5,100 containers were manufactured and sold. So this year, you would be able to do much more. So this 10,000 containers and your 6,000 containers facility, these are two different facilities, right? So what is the distance between these?
Yeah, 6,000 is the existing facility, which is in Haryana, District Rewari. And this new facility is a new location.
So what is that new location? What is the name of the port near which you have got this land, sir?
We'll disclose it at right point of time.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Okay, that's it from my side. Wish you all the best, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Panji.
Thank you for your answer.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Umang from NVES Analytics Advisory. Please go ahead.
Umang, aap dobara aa gaye hain. Batao kya bachi hai aapka?
Hi, thanks for the follow-up, sir. So we were saying 2,400 wagons in FY26, right?
No, we are not saying that much wagon. I'm saying that much capacity in the phase.
Yeah. That much capacity will be having for that year. And ramp-up will obviously take time. So have you any number in mind, like what kind of percentage of ramp-up that we can do in FY27?
So that depends on how good the response I am getting for this 2400 capacity. You see, when we started this container facility, we were not able to make one container a day. And now we are making almost 20 containers a day and hame pata bhi nahi chalta hai. Us time ek container per day banane, hum logon ki nani dadi yaad aa jati thi. So this is a process which everybody has to pass through. And speculating for such a distant future is not possible.
No, I was asking this because you mentioned two things. One is you are expecting good growth in FY27. Secondly, you also mentioned to one of the participants, our customers are waiting for our products, right? So that is why I asked, like, anything in mind.
We expect a good kind of orders from our customers. But at this point of time, I cannot put the numbers to it.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the container side, so can you put some number, like in the terms of market share that we are trying to have?
Somebody has, Mr. Paramjit has put numbers himself to this side. So let us work on those and there will be some...
No, I am asking for the market share right now we are having in India.
Difficult to tell. As I told you, we are the market creator. you don't depend upon the market.
Like means overall demand in the terms of volume, any idea? Like
no idea.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side, sir. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kaho Khan Sarkar from Deloitte. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Sarkar.
Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations to you and your team. Doing fantastic.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Keep blessing us.
Yeah, sir. Few of my question already got answered. So, a couple of questions I have. Sir, last time we were talking about Dubai plan. So,
okay.
Are still there are any hope or... Because this time we are not mentioned.
Let me tell you very honestly, the containers, Exim container which we wanted to make, the rates have come down drastically in China and Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point of time, that project is on hold. If we get some opportunity, we have already submitted our application to government. Depending upon their feedback and all these things, so that project will have to be seen. We have to, as I told you, this year because of various reasons, China wanted to dump anything and everything anywhere. So this time, Exim container market has not been so good, but we have been lucky that we got good domestic market, and for our special containers, demand is rising. So we are working on that.
Okay, sir. So and. As you are developing your new greenfield near to port, is there any future plan like you are going to export funds?
If government supports us, that thing we have kept into mind, that will be an additional bonus for us. Because capacity increase for container manufacturing is not a big challenge for us. We have got lot of land, we have got lot of covered area, we are going to generate, we will have lot of covered area. So we have kept that thing into mind. If it comes, that is really bonus for us. But we are not counting main business plan based on that.
Got it, sir. And also during the award ceremony, you are talking about an example you are giving. So our prime minister visited one country, most probably France.
That opportunity was there. The Prime Minister was sure. So that's why I told you that there is a good possibility the government might support in this venture. So government also knows that unless they support us, we cannot compete with the Chinese companies for manufacturing of standard containers.
Got it, sir. That's clear now. Thank you, sir. And best of luck. We have very weak...
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amitabh Chakraborty, an investor.
Call on hold. Please stay on the line. Aap kis vyakti se baat kar
rahe hain?
Am I online?
There is no response. Oh, yes, sir, you are connected. It was the participant's line that was on hold. We'll move on to the next question from the line of Ashwini, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Boliye Ashwini ji.
सर नमस्कार.
नमस्कार
सर, मुझे दो चीज पूछनी थी. एक तो अपना जो इस साल का 140 करोड़ का जो रेवेन्यू था, इसका सर आप मुझे एक रफ ब्रेकअप अगर दे पाए कि इसमें कितने अपने स्पेशलाइज ड्वार्फ या जो लो एलटीएल कंटेनर्स हैं वो थे और कितने नॉर्मल कंटेनर्स थे.
मेल करिए, आपको मेल पे जवाब दे देंगे. अभी तो मैंने ये वाले एनालिसिस किया नहीं.
ठीक है सर, मैं वेट करूंगा. दूसरा मैं पूछा था सर, अपनी अभी जो अप्रोक्स कैपेसिटी है, मेरी जो समझ है वो अब करीबन 6000 कंटेनर्स की है. तो अपन इस साल जो अपन ग्रोथ प्लान कर रहे हैं, तो उसके लिए अपनी कैपेसिटी आप बता रहे हैं वो तो मार्च में अगर लाइव होगी, तो अपन जो एग्जिस्टिंग है वहां पे भी कुछ एक्सपेंशन कर रहे हैं उस ग्रोथ को केटर करने के लिए?
Yes, we have already done. We have taken some amount of land on lease for the storage purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we have increased the capacity to some extent.
So ये जो अपन ने lease पे लिया है, ये जो अपनी existing रेवाड़ी facility है, उसी के नज़दीक.
हाँ, वहीं पे.
Yes, sir. Thank you. और मैं जो वो question वो आपको email कर दूँगा.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ganesh Nagar Thekar from Bharat Bet Research. Please go ahead.
बोलिए दिनेश जी.
हाँ जी सर. सर मेरा क्वेश्चन हमारे जो वैगन का ये आगे वाला कैपेसिटी उसके ऊपर है. तो हमारा जो कंटेनर है वहाँ पे हम लोग वैल्यू एडेड कंटेनर्स बनाते हैं, इसलिए हम लोग थोड़ा मतलब प्रीमियम पे भी बेच सकते हैं. अपना जो वैगन वाला ये रहेगा उसमें मतलब जैसे हमारे इसमें ड्रॉप कंटेनर का पेटेंट है ये वो है, तो वैगन से अपने पास कुछ मेजर डिफरेंशिएशन रहेगा या मतलब वहाँ पे व्हाट विल बी आर काइंड ऑफ राइट टू विन इन दैट मार्केट?
अगले महीने पूछना है.
हाँ जी सर.
यू आस्क दिस क्वेश्चन नेक्स्ट मंथ.
नेक्स्ट मंथ. ओके ओके सर. ठीक है ठीक ठीक है. गॉट इट सर. और अपना जो गतिशक्ति वाला टर्मिनल है उसका मोनेटाइजेशन मतलब और कुछ मतलब अलग मोनेटाइजेशन सोर्सेज हैं या उसका कैसे रहेगा? मतलब हाउ विल दैट बी मोनेटाइज?
नो मोनेटाइज करेंगे यार, वी विल ऑपरेट आवरसेल्फ. आई एम अ रेलवे पर्सन, आई नो हाउ टू ऑपरेट अ टर्मिनल.
अच्छा अच्छा. गॉट इट गॉट इट गॉट इट. और सर लास्ट क्वेश्चन बस अपना जो कंटेनर के रिस्पेक्ट में है, तो आपने बोला हमारा कंटेनर 2.6 लाख के आसपास का बिकता है, तो जो जेनेरिक मार्केट में कंटेनर बिकता है विच इज विदाउट कस्टमाइजेशन ये वो, उसका एवरेज कॉस्ट कितना रहेगा जस्ट टू गेट?
बेसिकली एज आई टोल्ड यू कि वी मेक मेनी काइंड ऑफ कंटेनर, जस्ट टू हैव ए यूनिटाइजेशन काइंड ऑफ थिंग. कोई पूछेगा कितने कंटेनर बनाए, तो माय लोएस्ट कंटेनर की यूनिट है दैट इज 2.6 लाख.
अच्छा गॉट इट गॉट इट. और सर मतलब इसमें रेंज कितना रहेगा, मतलब लोअर बैंड अपर बैंड का अगर आप ब्रॉड आइडिया दे पाए?
मैंने अब 8 लाख का बनाया, 9 लाख का बनाया, तो 9 लाख डिवाइड बाई 2.6 दैट कंटेनर इक्विवेलेंट विल बी दैट मच.
अच्छा गॉट इट गॉट इट गॉट इट. ठीक है सर, दैट्स इट फ्रॉम माय साइड.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ पवनीश फ्रॉम रितु फाइनेंशियल सर्विसेज. प्लीज गो अहेड.
या पवनीश
गुड आफ्टरनून सर. सर मेरा बाकी सारे क्वेश्चन को आंसर हो चुके हैं, सबने पूछ ही लिया और आपने इसका जवाब भी दिया. आई जस्ट हैव वन रिक्वेस्ट टू यू, जब भी और जब भी आप ठीक समझे, जब भी आप कैपिटल रेज करें या कोई भी आप शेयर रेज करें,
डेफिनेटली वी हैव अ प्लान टू रेज कैपिटल. लेट मी टेल यू,
सर, रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स को भी उसमें पार्टिसिपेट करने का मौका मिले, बस यही मेरी रिक्वेस्ट है. थैंक
यू.
थैंक यू.
The next question comes from the line of Venkat Velupalli, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Venkat.
Sir. Congratulations, sir, for good set of numbers.
Thanks
for giving me this opportunity. Sir, you said talking about JV partners. Did you initiate any dialogue with any partner?
We are in a very initial stage. Let me tell you, very initial stage, and that depends upon various things. So unless something concrete comes out, I cannot use that.
Okay. And last question, sir. This Gati Shakti terminal, when is the expected time to be opened and what is the revenue, approximate revenue can be generated from that?
You see, this Gati Shakti terminal, although it's a separate business entity we wanted to make, but this is just a, you can say, ki mandatory requirement for the wagon factory also. But wagon factory will not use it, maybe only 10% to 20%. Rest of the time, I have to use it for the commercial purpose. I have been getting various fillers from the market that they would like to use it once it comes. So number dena is very difficult at this point of time.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vishal from Smart Horizon Opportunity Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, Nareji. Good afternoon. My first question for the revenue and growth rate. What is the main driver behind the year-on-year revenue growth of 49%? Can you break down a little bit with the high value of a casting or versus the cargo containing?
Say, I didn't get your point.
I'm asking, what is the main drive behind the 49% year-on-year revenue growth, volume and expansion or a price hike? Can you break down the growth between the high-value casting versus the cargo containers?
You are asking how we are growing so fast or something else?
Yeah, what's the reason behind? Can you break down the revenue growth trend from the casting you have?
Our strategy is how we can do the innovation, can suit our customer. It is not only the innovation of the container, it is the innovation how you take payment from the customer. That can also be innovative.
Okay,
how to the customer to some credit or all, that is also one of the innovative things. So we apply so many innovative things and then customer is attracted to order.
Okay. My next question regarding for the balance sheet. And over here, receivable and inventory has raised significantly. What is this driving this and how we are going to manage the working capital?
Good question. Maharanji, bataiye.
We will definitely manage our working capital. So, maintaining an inventory at a very particular place so that the maximum requirement of our fulfilled.
Vishalji, I can only say that my utilization of working capital last year was, I have not paid even 10 lakhs of interest for the whole year.
Yeah.
I can only say that.
Okay. So, question was available also to pay
the
time.
Okay. One more question for the cash flow related. For the operating cash flow is significantly lower than the PAT. What causes this gap and how you guys are going to improve?
As I told you, Vishal, we have never seen a cash deficit company as far as last year is concerned, before last year is concerned. As you see, I don't know whether the figures are there into the balance sheet or not. Our interest payment towards working capital is not for the full year, may not be 10 lakh rupees. So we are managing very well with our, which we have got around 14 crores of working capital. We are managing with that very well till now.
Okay, one more question. With the high PA and with the PB multiple, any dividend or buyback plan for yours?
Not a minute.
No, abhi koi buyback ka koi plan.
Dividend?
Dividend and all will think that at this point of time, basically we are in the expansion mode.
Okay.
So we need capital at this point of time.
Yeah. You said the expansion. So you have purchased 110 acres of the land. So what is the strategy and when going to that the project will be completed and what would be the impact on the top line and the margin of that?
Too early to ask this question. We will come back once the project is at certain stage.
Okay, so probably how many years going to take for the completion of this project?
I think we'll talk with more confidence next year this time.
Okay, fair enough. One more question for the market and the diversification. Your current footprint seems largely in domestic market. Any target for the customers or the customer segment for your prioritizing in the future upcoming?
For?
Your present footprint is currently in the domestic market. Any target for the market or the customer segment for you are prioritizing for the increase in the market share of your company?
I didn't get your question.
Main se puch raha hu ki filhal aap to abhi domestic market mein hi hai, to aisa koi aapka plan hai ki future process mein aapka boundaries aap extend karne wale ho? Internationally, or
you say that exim container, which I think I have answered many times.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Thank you, Nareshji. And your numbers are looking good. And
yeah,
I wish you luck for the better
you. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Madhur Rati from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Haji Madhur ji, bataiye.
सर ये जानना था सर हमारा प्राइसिंग पास थ्रू कैसा है सर क्योंकि इस क्वार्टर में इस जो गए 6 महीने थे सर उसमें हमारा मार्जिन गिरा है क्योंकि ग्रॉस स्टील प्राइसेस ग्रॉस मार्जिन हमारा घटा है सर तो जानना था कि हम कितने समय के बाद प्राइसिंग हमारे कस्टमर को पास ऑन कर सकते हैं या ये हमें हमारे बुक्स से एक थोड़ा ग्रॉस मार्जिन हिट लेना पड़ेगा
यार आपका क्वेश्चन मधुरी समझ में नहीं आया मेरे को तो
सर ग्रॉस मार्जिन जो 77% के आसपास था H1 में वो 80% सर ग्रॉस मार्जिन जो हमारा 23% के आसपास था H1 में वो 20% हो गया H2 में सर तो ये समझना था कि स्टील प्राइसेस के वजह से शायद से
देखो देखो हम Madhurji, what our target is, see, our PAT targets are 9%-12%. We wanted to keep those things into mind. अब वो H1 में कितना एक्टिव में कितना है वो सब तो वेरिएबल रहेगा, उसका एक्सप्लेनेशन देना डिफिकल्ट हो रहा है।
नहीं सर, एक्सप्लेनेशन नहीं चाहता हूँ मैं आपसे, सर मैं आपसे ये समझना चाहता हूँ सर, हम कितने समय के बाद ये प्राइसिंग हमारे कस्टमर को पास ऑन कर सकते हैं?
कौन सा प्राइस पास ऑन करना
सर? रॉ मटेरियल हमारा अगर कल स्टील प्राइस अगर अगले 6 महीने में सर स्टील प्राइस 10% से बढ़ जाए तो सर हम क्या हम अगले 2-3 महीनों में सर
तो अवर बेसिकली अवर ऑर्डर्स आर नॉट वेरी टाइम मे बी 3-4 मंथ, तो 3-4 मंथ्स में कोई थोड़ा बहुत बदलाव होता है तो वी एडजस्ट अवर साइज, वी डोंट पास ऑन टू द कस्टमर।
मतलब मोस्ट ऑफ द ऑर्डर मतलब
3-4 महीनों में मैक्सिमम द ऑर्डर टारगेट एग्जीक्यूट।
चलिए समझ गया सर। बस एक और क्वेश्चन था सर, ये जो 2.6 लाख अभी हम पर कंटेनर मंगा रहे हैं बना रहे हैं सर, हम कुछ और वैल्यू एडिशन से सर इसको 3 लाख की तरफ ले जा सकते हैं अगले 2-4?
अरे भाई बताया ना कि दिस इज द वैल्यू ऑफ ए वेरी बेसिक कंटेनर एंड वी मेड कंटेनर वर्थ 8 लाख ऑल्सो 8.5 लाख ऑल्सो 10 लाख ऑल्सो वी मेड कंटेनर, सो जस्ट फॉर द नंबरिंग पर्पज कैपेसिटी पर्पज we divide the 10 lakhs by 2.5 2.6 lakhs so that becomes the equivalent of that particular container.
Okay sir, samajh gaya. Sir ek bas aakhri question tha sir, ye wagon mein sir hamara kuch differentiation kaisa rahega, cost differentiation rahega ya sir technology differentiation?
Ek mahine baad.
Okay sir, chalega sir, dhanyawad mere prashno ka jawab ke liye sir, shukriya.
Thanks mother.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ankur Gulati from Genuity Capital.
बताइए अंकुर जी।
अरे ये हम लोग नया पूरा टर्मिनल डाल रहे हैं ना, सॉरी ये पहले ही पूछ लेना चाहिए था, आप कह रहे हो पूरा गतिशक्ति पॉलिसी जो है उसके अंदर नया टर्मिनल लगा रहे हो, तो इसमें कुछ गवर्नमेंट का सब्सिडी वगैरह भी रहेगा बेचारे, अज्यूमिंग जब भी आप 1-2 महीने में?
गुजरात गवर्नमेंट का है, कुछ गुजरात गवर्नमेंट का है।
अच्छा ठीक है, सो वेट करते हैं सर डिटेल्स का। पर ये DFCC पे रहेगा क्योंकि गति शक्ति है तो DFCC पे रहेगा ना?
नहीं गति शक्ति तो सब जगह हो रहा है बट दिस विल बी ऑन DFCC।
परफेक्ट ठीक है सर, थैंक्स अ लॉट।
थैंक यू। वी टेक द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ दिनेश कुलकर्णी फ्रॉम फिनसाइट, प्लीज गो अहेड।
हेलो सर, थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी द अपॉर्चुनिटी। मेरा क्वेश्चन थोड़ा यू नो वेरी बेसिक है जस्ट इन केस बिकॉज आई जस्ट न्यू टू द इंडस्ट्री। क्या जब डू यू हैव एन आइडिया, लाइक हमें पता है कि लाइक हाउ मच मेनी कंटेनर्स इंडिया इज इम्पोर्टिंग फ्रॉम चाइना और एनी अदर कंट्रीज, एंड हम लोग कितना रिप्लेसमेंट कर पा रहे हैं? डू यू हैव एनी इन्फॉर्मेशन ऑफ दैट सॉर्ट?
ऐसा दिनेश जी, इट इज लाइक दिस, देयर आर टू टाइप ऑफ कंटेनर्स वी आर डीलिंग विद। वन इज द एग्जिम कंटेनर्स which are being used for the export and import of cargo. They are predominantly manufactured in China. And they don't belong to any country or anything. They just keep on moving from one place to another through ships. Another container is the domestic containers, which as I told you, after 2021, there were very few containers which have been imported by any of the container train operators for the domestic use. I hope this answers your question.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the line of
the
participant. We move on to the next question from the line of Paramjeet Singh, an investor. Please go ahead.
हाँ परमजीत जी बताइए क्या रह गया था?
अनुराग सर वो दुबई वाला पूछना था, which is already answered. Just one thing, if your order book is 200 crores, will you be able to deliver from your current facility, which is like 6,000 crores?
कैपेसिटी इज नॉट ए कंस्ट्रेंट एज फार एज कंटेनर इज कंसर्न्ड, तो कैपेसिटी तो हम लोग बढ़ा लेंगे कर लेंगे, दैट इज नॉट एन इश्यू इज कि देयर शुड बी कंसिस्टेंट ऑर्डर्स।
ओके ओके, तो इफ देयर इज ऑर्डर डिलीवर हो जाएगा राइट?
Yes.
एक और चीज सर, व्हेनेवर यू डू एनी JV रिक्वेस्ट है कि आप वो आप यू विल डिस्क्लोज इट टू द एक्सचेंज राइट?
इट इज मैंडेटरी सर, इट इज मैंडेटरी।
ओके ओके, थैंक यू सर, दैट्स इट फ्रॉम माय साइड, थैंक यू एंड गुड लक।
थैंक्स यू।
Thank you.
I think there is no more. Yeah.
Yes, sir. There are no more questions in the queue. You can proceed for your closing comments, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody, for hearing me out and giving their attention and time. I hope we will be able to meet your expectations through this venture. And till now, whatever we have been saying, we are able to complete that, and we are up to that mark. And I wish, God willing, we will stay ahead, and whatever we promise, whatever we do, God is there. We will do much more good works and generate value and wealth for the country and employment for the people in and around in India, elsewhere. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Kalyani Cast Tech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.